Hello, sweetness. This is Charlotte. I've been waiting for you. I'm so glad you're here. I've been making plans while you were away. What can I say? I have a very active imagination. I want you to do something for me. Nothing difficult. Don't worry. You'll enjoy it, I promise. See, I'm feeling sort of playful. You don't mind playing with me, do you? Good boy. Well then, the first thing I want you to do is lie back and make yourself comfortable. That's it. Just relax for me. I want you to feel good. And the best way for you to do that is to let yourself feel comfortable and allow me to guide your thoughts. And really, it's as easy as that. Think alongside me. Breathe in rhythm with me. Share the warmth of my body as it spreads over your skin and through your mind. You can relax here. It's safe and comfortable. And I've got you, baby. I'll make sure you're all right. Better than all right. Just relax. Slow that breathing down for me. Just a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. And feel the difference it makes. Do you feel it? The way your muscles loosen up just a fraction. And a little more. A warm wave of peace lapping at the edges of your consciousness as you find your thoughts beginning to ebb and flow with the rhythms of my words. Allowing my voice to slide back and forth through your mind. Side to side, lapping, flicking and tangling your consciousness in syrupy warmth and a soft exhalation of contentment. And maybe it feels like a lazy afternoon in bed, watching the dust motes flash and flick and glimmer in the streaming sunlight pouring through the window. The sounds from outside drifting in lazily on the thick, warm air as you just stretch out your limbs and let them fall back down, heavy and tired, and so completely comfortable that it just doesn't occur to you to move. That's okay. You don't have to. There's nothing else that you should be doing. Nothing needing your attention. And feeling the familiar textures beneath your fingers now. A silent message can travel between instinct and sensation. A message of comfort, of security, of home. Something so intuitive and intimate that words aren't necessary to ease your mind into trance. Your body, your warm, pliable body, just takes you there automatically, instinctively, naturally. The easiest thing in the world. And the sounds and sensations, at once so lucid and so incoherent, the languid, warm apathy that thrums heavily through your body and mind can make you feel so good, so comfortable and serene as you listen and relax now. More and more deeply with each slow, steady breath, letting go. Letting go for me, because it feels so satisfying to follow my lead, to let me draw you down into a blissful daze. To be such a good boy for me, and make me so pleased and proud of you. Just drifting down, dreamy and gentle. Each thought suspended for one endless, golden moment, and then melting into liquid pleasure. A dream within a dream that doesn't know it's dreaming and doesn't mind. I'm going to count down now from 10 to 1. And as I do, I want you to focus, sweetness. Focus on each number and let yourself relax a little more, and then a little more, until you find yourself right down at the end, right at the bottom. In the depths of trance, where everything is easy and quiet. 10. Just letting yourself relax. Good boy. 9. Sinking down. 8. 7. Drifting. Dreaming. 6. Letting go because it feels so nice. 5. So lovely to just float here in this special way. 4. And everything fading. Consciousness shrinking down to a single point. 3. A single point of focus. My voice in your mind telling you that everything is all right. That you can sleep now. 2. You can let go of everything. 1. And your mind softly sleeping now. Your body loose and heavy and so comfortable. Luxuriating in the easy contentment that you feel here. With my voice soothing your thoughts. My words stroking over your skin like a warm, familiar hand. Both anchoring and exciting you. Giving you permission to feel just this. This pleasure, this peace, this descent into deep trance. As you let go completely for me, and surrender to sleep. You are such a good boy for me. Such a good boy. Following my suggestions so beautifully there. It makes me so happy to see you so willing. So eager to please me. It does please me, honey. It pleases me very much. You want to please me even more? I know you do. Then just let me play with you for a while. Just stay right there. Exactly where you are. Don't move, don't speak. Just feel. My fingers stroking gently over your cheek as I look into your eyes. Warm, soft touches, barely felt, but laden with meaning. It's been too long, baby. Too long since we've had this time together. Lying here, side by side, sharing the heat and tension that grows between us. I can feel your need building. Feel your body responding to my presence. My hand reaches the back of your neck, pulling you in close, so that, for just the briefest moment, we share each other's air. And when that tiny space is closed, and my lips crash against yours, it feels like coming home. This is where you're supposed to be. Here, within the circle of my arms, as I pull you close against my body, arms wrapped around your shoulders, my breasts pressed softly against you as my tongue slides between your lips to tangle with yours. A sweet, hot slide of lips and tongue and sharp, panting breaths that I tease out of you and swallow down like liquor. It's too much, and not nearly enough. The taste of hot skin, and need, and desire, and I break our frantic kiss to push you back against the pillows, hands sliding roughly down your chest. As I find a new position for my body, spreading your knees to fit myself into the space there. A space that seems designed just for me. And as my hands reach your hips, nails scratching softly over the tender skin at the crease of your thighs, I can see your cock getting harder, swelling to full attention for me. I'm going to make you beg. I'm going to make you pant and sob and beg for my mouth on your cock. Don't move, baby. Just feel it. I'm going to wring every ounce of self-control you have right out of you. And you're going to let me. You're my boy, and you're going to let me have this. Let me play with you the way I want to. Your cock throbs with desire at the feeling of cool air as I blow gently at the tip, touching just the pointed tip of my tongue against the head. A tiny taste. A tiny promise. Your breath catches in your throat, and I feel a dark coil of desire spiral through me at the sound. You look damn good like this. Eyes dark, with pupils blown wide with arousal. You watch because you can't help it. Because seeing me there, between your legs, my hands on your hips and my full, spit-slick lips hovering just over the head of your cock, just where you need my attention the most, is agonizing. And when I take you into my mouth, slowly, almost lazily, rolling my tongue wetly over the hard, tight flesh, you squeeze your eyes closed against the onslaught of sensation. You want more. You need more. Say it for me, baby. Tell me what you need. Good boy. Love to hear how much you want this. It's okay. It's okay. I've got you. I'm gonna take good care of you. And my lips close tightly around your straining cock. My tongue flat against the thick vein running up your length. and I sink down, sucking you in with an obscene moan. And then slowly working my way back up and pulling away with a wet pop. I can feel you tense under my hands, your thighs tight and your head thrown back, teeth clenched hard, as you stifle the desperate sounds that want to escape you. Give them to me, baby. It's okay. I like it. I like knowing what I do to you. I like seeing it. You're fucking beautiful like this. Hard and aching and almost desperate. And you choke back a needy sob as I once again blow cool air over hot skin and run a delicate tongue over your slit, lapping the clear drops that gather there and painting them down your shaft as you buck helplessly against me. Hold back, baby. Hold it in for me. You're such a good boy. You can do this. You can hold back. I want your cock deep inside me. I want to clamp down around you and ride you until you're breathless and incoherent. Desperate enough to lose all inhibition and take everything I give to you. I know you want it too. You want to push into the warm, wet center of me. Feel yourself throb within that pool of molten honey and find your completion there. Instead, I lift myself to sit astride your hips, pulling you up to sit, and my hand reaches to wrap around the back of your neck once more, pulling you into a bruising, desperate kiss. My other hand finds your cock pressed between us, and I stroke roughly and then softer, twisting my wrist, making you moan into my mouth, your breath coming in harsh pants now, as my fingers squeeze and stroke, twist and rub, frantic and uncoordinated and hot as hell. And I feel it. I feel it when your body tenses beneath me, thighs locked and back arched and so fucking close now, the heat of my warm, wet pussy against your tight balls, your cock pulsing desperately in the circle of my hand, a soft thumb rubbing over the slick head, closer, more need. Come for me, baby. Come for me now, I want to feel it. And in that moment, with those words, you tip over the edge for me. Your tense, coiled body floods with desire and desperation, and you come for me hard and long and ragged. You come for me with my hand wringing every last drop of liquid ecstasy from your body. My tongue twisting around your own and my voice in your mind. Repeating those precious words again and again. It's okay, baby. I've got you. I've got you now. It's okay. And you know that you will wake up soon from this beautiful dream. Waking feeling so incredibly good. So content and relaxed. When the music ends, you will gently awaken as though from a peaceful sleep. Relaxed, refreshed, and serene in the knowledge that you are, now and always, my good boy.